This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
It's episode 107, I think, of Working Class on DeerCast. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. We're all over the place. The DeerCast series is not on the same schedule as the regular WCB series. We're like behind on there, but Kurt Geyer speaking.
Austin Chandler.
What's your name?
Cody Chandler.
Cody Chandler's in here. You're in the podcast studio for a good reason, huh?
Yeah, I shot a buck.
Your first buck?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty exciting.
Uh-huh. It was like an 8-pointer.
Maybe. Really?
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty good buck, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exciting. First buck. So not everybody gets to record their very first buck podcast. Because you can go back when you're older, like me and your dad,
yeah,
and listen to the story. Because how old are you?
7. I'm 8.
He just had a birthday about a week ago and turned 8 years old.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So 8 years old, first buck, doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a pro.
Thanks.
Are you pretty excited about it or what? Dad, how's that? Because we talked about this whole thing for a while. It's been like a topic of conversation with WCB getting your kids into hunting and stuff.
So Illinois has a program. It's like an apprentice program. So they don't have to go through and do the hunter safety course and everything. If you want to take them out their first year and they can just try it and see if they're into it. It's a great program. I think it was like $10 to get the little apprentice license.
Oh, okay.
And then you take them and get their own deer tags for them and everything. So he decided he wanted to go out and try to hunt with Dad this year. So we went out and we sat 3 times and we had some pretty good luck in 3 sits.
Well, so you shot a doe first, right?
Yeah.
First deer ever.
Yeah.
This year.
That was our second set, wasn't it, buddy?
Yeah, it was.
On the first set, we got to see a pretty good buck, didn't we?
We did see like a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
But we didn't shoot anything, and then the next day we shot a doe.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what did you want to shoot first? Did you just want to get your first deer, buck, or doe?
I didn't really care.
Just get one.
I just wanted to shoot one.
Yeah, that's exciting. So you've watched your dad hunt like he hunts and kill all these big deer.
Yeah.
So did that make you excited to go hunting for the first time?
It made me want to hunt a lot.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
Because you're into a lot of things. You're like a really good golfer, I hear. What else?
Basketball and football, tennis, maybe.
So it seems like when you get into something, you really get into it.
Yeah.
So is that going to happen with hunting too, you think?
Yeah, probably.
It seems like it.
It does.
So
he's got a lot of hobbies for an 8-year-old.
That's cool. You should. That's a good problem.
He's got a lot of potential in the golf game. He can, well, driving further than me is not really saying a whole lot, but he can drive further than me.
That's pretty cool. It's cool. Well, it sounds like if you get into something, you're going to be good at it because you'll keep practicing.
Mm-hmm. I will keep practicing. And I'll probably do it when I'm older too.
Good. Hunting's one of those things you can do for a long time.
Yeah.
Like old, like me and your dad, and even older.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So tell me about shooting your first deer, the doe. Was it exciting or what?
It was, I don't know, like 30 yards maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It was a terrible shot on my part.
Well, you think so?
It wasn't a terrible shot. It was, just hit her a little far back.
Okay. Yeah. Don't be so hard on yourself, Cody.
Okay.
So you thought the shot wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I shot it.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we have to do after you shot it?
We had to wait a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then like maybe 8 in the morning we got up and we went and trailed for it. And we found her maybe like she ran 100 yards.
Well, that's a pretty good shot then. 100 yards isn't very far.
No.
So it's better than you thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than I thought.
What was your reaction when you walked up on your first deer? How did you feel?
Triple stand pots.
Triple stand pots?
Yeah. So
that's like stand pots times three excited.
Yeah.
I've never heard that analogy on how excited you were. That's pretty good. That's excited.
Mm-hmm. That's about as excited as you can get, I think.
So stand pots times three excitement on your first deer.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang cool, man. So you're a big Stan Potts fan, too, I take
it.
Yes, I am. You know, Jordan just filmed for Stan Potts.
I know.
And got to hang out with him, like, every day. And they killed a deer together.
That's cool.
So if you like, shake Jordan's hand after this, you might get some more Stan Potts luck rubbed off on you, you think?
Yeah.
So triple Stan Potts excited. That's hilarious.
We like to watch the classic Stan Potts videos.
Mm.
That's, like, the go-to.
Very nice. Okay. So first deer in the books. How are you feeling, Dad?
It's a pretty big moment for me, a proud dad moment. I mean,
yeah.
I had several things on my list that I wanted to check off this year, and getting Cody his first deer was right there at the top. So it felt pretty good to check that one off early in the season. I didn't know if it happened or not, you know. Getting him out away from school and just actually, you know, him being into it, I didn't know how it was going to go. But I went and picked him up from school, and the little there's like a little register at school. You got to sign them out and leave an excuse why they're leaving. So I just wrote deer hunting in it.
No, yeah, that's a good excuse. Like, were they going to argue?
Everybody else is like doctor's appointments, sick. Cody's deer hunting.
That's a good. It's a good reason to miss school. What do you think?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I bet. Did anybody say anything at school about your first deer?
A lot of my friends did.
I bet you they thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Do any of your friends deer hunt yet?
Yeah, actually. We got William Goldberg who hunts. He's one of my closest friends.
Oh, cool. So you got a hunting buddy already.
Mm-hmm. He shot a buck this week, actually. That was when I shot my 8-pointer. And he and his cousin also shot a doe like mine.
Very cool. All right, so let's go back. So you got your first deer, mm-hmm. your triple stand pot's excited, dad's excited,
yeah.
pulling you out of school early for deer hunting.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about this buck hunt. So you're kind of like sitting with your feet up, cleaning your fingernails, you know, you got your first deer.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, it's time to go get a buck or what?
Yeah. We did shoot him 32 yards, .9, and when we got the arrow, it was like a lot of blood on the end of the tip.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go look for it, and we jumped him. So he went farther.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to go back and wait maybe 3 or 2 hours, and then we jumped him again.
Mm.
So we
So you're getting worried at this point, or?
Yeah. So we had to wait a day. And then we found the 8-pointer.
So you went in the next morning and found him right away?
Yeah, 600 yards or more.
Yeah, but you got him.
Yeah, it was lung and liver, I swear.
Well.
I swear it was.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, so
what Dad thought was a double lung smoke shot, which it's right on that line.
I mean,
it ended up being one lung liver. So we waited about 45 minutes after the shot. I thought double lung, we'll go in and get this thing. We kicked him up, so we waited 3 hours, and then we went in and kicked him up again, so that's when we left him overnight.
Mm.
And that deer was a two-year-old, but he was a tough two-year-old, wasn't he, Cody?
Yeah, he was.
Very cool.
I'm actually really surprised that he was, too.
Yeah, he went a long ways.
So how did you sleep that night when you had to let him go overnight?
Normal.
You're fine. You're calm, cool, and collective.
I was comfortable and collective.
Very cool. You're like a pro already.
I'm trying to be.
That's good. That's good. So how did you feel when you picked up your first buck?
I felt great.
I bet.
We had Grandpa with us too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
That was pretty cool.
That makes it even cooler.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Cody's first buck died about 200 yards from where my first buck died.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
That's even cooler.
Mm-hmm. And on the first shot on my deer, like the doe, it was way worse than the one before.
Mm-hmm.
But they both died. And the deer, like the buck, went way more farther than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at the doe, I was like, she's probably going to die soon. So I'm surprised we waited a day. And then we found her in like close to a divot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we dragged her and we ate heart that night.
You ate the heart?
Yeah.
That's Cody's favorite.
Really?
Part of the deer.
How'd you eat it? How'd you guys cook it?
I really don't know.
Just pan fried it up
slice it up and pan fry it or fry it on the grill.
So you didn't have deer heart tacos or nothing crazy, did you?
No. We just had deer heart.
And you liked it?
Deer heart potatoes.
Well, that sounds dang good. You're a pro already, it seems like, man. So are you mounting your first deer?
Yes, I am.
You going to put it in your room or is it going to go with Dad's collection?
It's going to go in my room.
That's a good spot. You want to see my first buck ever?
Yeah, sure.
It's right there on the left, right there.
Right there.
That's my first one ever. And guess how old I was?
Let's see. Around 13?
I was. That's a good guess. So I was a lot older than you are, and that was my first buck ever. You're already beating me. You're way ahead of the game here, buddy.
I was 15 before I shot a buck.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, and then see this, that's my first buck with a bow right there. So I got all those mounted. My dad got them mounted for me when I was young.
Both of my bucks were with two crossbows.
Yeah, that's cool. Knocking them down.
Yeah, so the buck was about, I want to say, 2 hours until we had to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to wait another 3 hours, and then we got him in the morning.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So how many deer do you think you can fit in your room? You going to keep getting them mounted like that, or what do you think?
Yeah, probably around this many, like in your room here.
So what do you think when you go upstairs now that you have your first buck and your first doe, you've killed two deer, and you go up and hang out in Dad's trophy room where all his big whitetails are at. What do you think when you look at all those big bucks?
It definitely feels that I thanked myself for shooting my own buck.
Yeah, you feel good about it?
I feel good about it, yeah.
That's awesome. There's like a sense of pride and accomplishment with it, huh?
Yeah.
And Cody got to be part of deer camp that night too. We had I do some outfitting and one of my hunters killed a big deer that night. So we all got to sit around and talk about deer hunting stories that night, and Cody got to talk about his story too. So that's that cool. Was pretty cool to have our own little deer camp at home.
I believe that the hunter that we had over is like high 50s, something.
Mm-hmm.
150.
167.
167.
Big old buck.
A big buck.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know it won't be long and you'll be killing deer like that.
Yeah, and that was only on the second day of his hunting trip, and they had 10, so we left early on the third day.
Mm. So he was just hanging out. He was just on vacation.
Yeah, and then Corey, I'm guessing he just wanted to shoot a buck and shot a buck like a little bit bigger than mine.
Awesome.
Yep.
And then he left the day after Benin left.
Cool.
We have the same people come back and hunt with us every year, so Cody's got to be pretty good friends with all of my hunting clients. So they bring their families back now and do shed hunting with us and all that. So Cody likes to do some shed hunting, and actually, the big antler that Cody picked up this spring, I've been hunting that buck and got to see him the last two mornings, and he's a pretty big one.
It'll be pretty cool if he gets him, huh?
Yeah, it will be.
You going to give the shed to Dad if he shoots the deer?
Yeah, I will.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you keep that one in your room?
I really don't know.
Yeah,
it's in the shed pile.
It's in the pile. It's part of the mix, huh? Yeah.
We found a shed right before we found your buck, too, so we got a little good luck omen to set next to the mount when we get him mounted.
While we were trailing, we found, like, this weird antler.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, like, a line up here, then he had two antlers here, then he had one sticking out of the side.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've never seen that before. So we kept it for good luck.
Yeah, you got to.
And then we went to Old Barn and mounted it, And then these random people I didn't even know just came up and said, "Congratulations."
That's even better. That's awesome. What kind of mountain are you doing? Do you know?
Like a neck turn.
Very cool. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I bet you, are you counting down the days to get that mount back?
Yeah, it's going to be actually less than a year.
Whoa.
That was your birthday present, wasn't it?
Yes, it was from you.
That's a pretty good deal, man. It's pretty cool to have a birthday, shoot your first buck, and then have your dad get it mounted for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Don't you think?
Yeah, I will.
What's your favorite thing about hunting so far?
My favorite thing about hunting is like when like you hardly see any deer
mm-hmm.
for a year, and then you come back the next year, then you like shoot your 150 or whatever.
Yeah. So you like not seeing deer, then getting one.
Yeah, like you don't see a deer for a year, and then you get this giant, massive one.
Yeah, I see. I know what you're saying.
Like, I didn't want to go with Dad because I was so addicted.
Yeah.
Like, my devices. And then I
Like your phone, tablet yeah. type stuff? Yeah.
And I thought, well, I better go home with Dad for at least a couple of days, and then I shot those two.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fun than playing on the devices, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I realized, man, that's a lot more fun than playing on them freaking devices.
I love it. So you didn't bring any devices with you to kill the time yeah. in the tree or anything yeah. like that, or in the blind?
Well, we might have looked at my phone a little bit.
Yeah,
just
for like the deer
time.
Cast.
Yeah, very like good plug. You are numbers, a pro.
Not like video games or.
Well, we watched the deer cast track, so we knew where to shoot the deer at. So before the yeah. deer even came in, we were able to look at deer cast, and Cody was able to play with that and look and see where the lungs were at and the liver and all that, so he knew where to aim before the deer even came in.
It's a good yeah. tool.
And on the doe, I think I got like bat guts.
Oh yeah.
So
yep. You were high and back a little bit, so we on an intestine shot, we leave him overnight, and she was right in her first bed when we came there the next morning.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm yeah. sure you got to see on there. Did you watch the videos on DeerCast track and all that when you, like, move the yeah. cursor? Yep. Uh-huh. Pretty cool.
And then we went hunting for the buck, and we, like, did the same thing over with my deer,
mm-hmm.
like my doe,
mm-hmm.
and I did a way better shot. I got, like, maybe lung and barely liver.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. It takes some practice. Plus, yeah. do you remember getting nervous?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. That's part of the excitement of it, though, huh?
The nervous part is, like, when we jumped in, like, he had, like, four beds, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's starting to get nervous after that.
And then he wasn't in either of them. And then we heard footsteps, and then my dad said that... How is that thing still alive?
Yeah, if you made that good a shot, you know, but sometimes yeah. they're just tough.
I think it was a crappy broadhead.
Oh, well, let's not get into that, Cody. Let's not dive into that.
That's a topic for another podcast.
That gets controversial real fast. Yeah, that'll cause some arguments. Don't you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, you'll learn that whole deal. Well, cool, man. That's exciting.
Yeah, it was the most exciting for my dad, actually.
I bet it was.
We were pretty excited when we walked up on him.
I bet.
I think I might have been a little more excited than Cody.
Oh, for sure. I can see that. It's got to be a cool feeling.
We've got some good videos walking up on him.
We actually do have a video where we find my 8-pointer.
Okay. We'll have to watch him up.
Yeah.
I bet your dad was jacked up about it. I know.
Do you think you can find it on that TV? Like that?
Probably not while we're recording, but we can watch it after.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So what do you think now? Like, now you got your first couple deer. What do you think about this whole podcast stuff and WCB and everything? What do you think?
It definitely feels good being in the studio for the first time.
Yeah, because you wanted to do a podcast after you shot your buck, huh?
Yeah, and then I didn't feel great, so I had to wait. And then I'm here now.
Yeah, we were going to record last week, and you showed me up. You didn't show up. I was like, I thought Cody was going to be here.
Got sick on his birthday.
Yeah, what a bummer. But you're here now.
Yeah.
It's a short week, Thanksgiving week. You got a half day of school tomorrow, and then you're hanging out.
I go until 1, and then I got Thanksgiving break, and then I have weekends.
That's awesome, man.
So, might have to do some deer hunting with Dad this weekend.
What? You think you're going to keep hunting?
Yeah, I will.
Really?
And I'll try to shoot one for the WCB.
That's right. Well, you already did. You got two of them already.
Yeah, and I'll get another one before you know it. I'll be 16 shooting 120s.
That's what we want. I bet you'd get bigger than 120 here.
I think next year we might be a little bit pickier. You got your first buck out of the way. Now we're going to start looking for a little bit older deer.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do have a deer that we named Gerald. He's like really old.
Gerald?
Yeah.
Gerald needs to go.
He's probably going to die before someone even shoots him, to be honest.
Just from old age?
Yeah.
You think so?
He would, if he was young, like he would have been like 130.
Oh, really?
And then he's like, but he's old now. So he like got small antlers, maybe like the size of your first one.
He's like over the hill, as yeah. they would say.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's someone, a kid listening with their dad to this podcast in his truck, what would you tell them if they've never been hunting?
I was like, you guys are missing out. You need to go out there and get in your blind.
Is it boring sometimes, though?
It's not boring. If you shoot, even if you don't shoot anything, it's actually pretty fun.
That's great advice. It's a good tip.
At least you're going hunting for your deer.
That's right.
You got your crossbow and everything ready. You got your window open. Feel the breeze and everything.
Hanging out in nature, hanging out with your dad.
Yeah, hanging out in the food plot and everything.
That's a pretty good night, man. Well, Cody, you're a dang professional. You've talked really well. It seems like you've been doing it for 20 years.
I have not been doing it for 20. I just started. I've maybe been doing it for 5 days.
That's pretty good.
And I've already shot 2.
Well, you're on fire, brother. It's cool to see.
Like, I've been hunting for, like, 5 days and all. And mm-hmm. I've shot 2 deer. Out of 5.
Pretty good.
You're doing a lot better than me.
You're doing a lot better than all of us right now.
And before us, I wasn't even in the mood. And then my dad went for the crossbow. And it was like a plain old bow, like a kid's bow. And then I shot. And I was surprised at my deer target. Dad was on the phone talking. And I got my bow and I shot it. And I was really surprised when I got 2 heart shots.
Mm-hmm.
When I wasn't even in the mood to hunt.
Yeah, that was with your regular bow, huh?
That was like with my regular bow.
So in about 3 or 4 years, when you're big enough to pull back 40 pounds, then we'll start hunting with the regular bow.
Yeah.
But until mm-hmm. then, we'll probably use the crossbow.
Yeah, we haven't like ready, we're not ready to like to learn all about like that drawing.
Yep, it takes some time.
That's why I like the crossbow right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but once you get old enough to draw a bow yeah. and legal weight and all that, you'll be after it.
We're going to be doing that by 10 years old.
That's your goal, huh?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good goal. I think you can do it.
We've still got 2 more years.
I think you can do it.
I bet I can too.
Got to eat your deer meat though and get them muscles big.
That's right. Get some mountain ops in there, huh?
Yeah.
Some protein powder.
I need them deer on my wall.
That's right. Backstraps, some mountain ops, eating all your food, getting after it. You'll be pulling 40 pounds before you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I've got my favorite deer. I've got like a lot of deer that I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of my buck especially.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely proud of all my things that I've killed.
That's the way to be, man. You get a great mindset for being 8. It's impressive.
I've been 8 for like 7 days.
Even better. You're just keep impressing me, man. It's pretty cool to see. This is the beginning of lifelong obsession that you're about to go down.
Yeah.
It's got to be kind of cool to see, huh? Especially he's talking so good on the podcast like yeah. this. It's awesome.
Well, at the beginning of the season, I didn't know how it was going to go. You know, I figured if we got a doe shot, it'd be a good year.
Yeah.
So to go out there and get 2 of them down in 3 trips, I was pretty impressed with him. He did very well. Followed instructions great. And just, I mean, everything worked perfect.
It's awesome. What's mom think about all this?
She ran to, like, this is back when I shot my doe, and she thought we were gonna, like, go look for it. I was like, Mom, no, we're not. You
had to tell her, huh?
Yeah, I told her, and she was like, dang.
What'd she think of your buck?
She did like it, I can tell you that.
I bet she did.
I can tell she was just about excited as my doe than my buck.
Who's more excited about your buck, your mom or your dad?
I bet my dad.
Yeah, I bet so too.
It's actually kind of even.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's pretty symmetrical.
That's okay. Very cool. Well, anything else you want to talk about? What do we need to know? Maybe there's nothing.
You
but.
Need one more thing, and that's it. I'm definitely going to be doing deer hunt until I'm 70.
Until you're 70. I like
it's
it.
Like 70s.
So if you kill another buck, are you going to come back on the podcast?
Yeah, I will.
You would come back?
Uh-huh.
So we got a pretty good review with you?
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
My dad says I'm a big buck killer.
That's right. Well, maybe one of these days, if Stan Potts ever makes it to the studio, you'll have to come in when Stan Potts is here.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, we'll see in the next year. He's supposed to be here, so we'll get you here when he's here.
I'll grab some vanilla killer.
Okay. What's your best Stan Potts impression? What's he do after he shoots a deer? Do you know?
Like when he makes his noise.
Yeah, or like his reactions. What's he always say? Okay. Okay. Yep.
Might have to cut that part out.
Kids say the darnest things, don't they? I like when he goes, give me a second.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
I like when he goes like, you.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like a signature reaction, huh?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
I'm definitely a big fan of him.
Yeah, well, when he's in here, we'll get you in here and you guys can hang out.
Yay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Anything you want to close with?
That's it.
Cool, man. You'll probably go shoot your bow or something like that.
I will.
Is that what you'd say?
Yeah. I'm really glad I'm in the room that I've known of to be in. I wasn't expecting to be in here at the age of 8.
Yeah, that's great. Well, give me some nuts, man. I'm proud
Good
of
job,
you.
Cody.
That's pretty awesome, dude. You're a pro. I'm looking forward to having you back.
I'll be back soon, actually, because I'm going to go hunting in, like, let's see, 2 days.
Cool. Well, I hope you're back in here and podcasting with me again.
I tried to shoot one. It seems like every day when I go hunt, I shoot one. It just feels like that.
Just feels good.
It just feels like that.
Hey, what do you tell Kurt for having you on the podcast?
I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome back anytime, buddy. Good work.
Yeah, when I shoot another deer, I'll definitely come back.
Yeah, please do. Dad's pretty dang cool, man.
It's pretty awesome.
I love it. Anything you want to throw in, Austin? Any advice? We could talk more about getting him into it, but this is cool. You got your full episode.
Yeah, Cody did most of the talking there, but
it's what we wanted.
No, if you're on the fence on deciding if your kid's old enough or not to take him out, just take him with you and see how they react to it. But I'd encourage everybody to get him out there as early as possible. So much fun.
See, you think that kids would be kind of shy before like they ever got a podcast, but I feel like I'm different.
I always think everybody's a little shy when they come on here.
Everybody's different, though. That's
everybody is different. You did really good.
I feel like I did.
You did really good. I didn't have to do any digging. I didn't have to work that hard. You just told the story.
A+ job, buddy.
It's pretty good. So do you want to tell? You want to look at that camera and say, "All right, everyone, we'll see you next week. Go shoot a giant."
Yeah, sure. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Go shoot a giant.
Anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.